Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Finn Harps boss Ollie Horgan. Ollie, it was a disappointing defeat in Waterford last night.
Yeah, most certainly. You know, we went out with a side that we hoped and tried to get something out of it, but we failed. Probably the scoreline might have been a little bit flattering to Waterford, but we can't take anything away from them. They deserve to win the game. They're the better side. And we've a battle ahead of us that we knew we had anyway, but we certainly it's quite realistic now at the moment.
Yeah, it was always going to be tough going down there, but without the likes of Barry McNamee, Ethan Boyle, Sean Boyd and Ryan Connolly, the task was even harder, wasn't it, Ollie?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good enough excuse, and as we've a decent panel and lads stood up it before, and to be fair to them, we can't blame them there last night. You know, Waterford are also short bodies. They're a good side. They've well improved. They've invested heavily in it. Said it over and over again. And unfortunately, it was proven right last night. You know, you'd love that we got it wrong, and maybe we praise them. But no, they're a damn good side with a mixture of experience and youth and energy and a lot of legs, a lot of pace about them. And they caught us a number of times in the counter attack, especially the last two goals, albeit the game is probably done and dusted in the other 2 minutes of injury time.
Yeah, in hindsight now, did the break come at a bad time for yours?
Waterford had a break as well, so you know you can't go. We're not making any excuses. You know, there was decisions that didn't go for you last night, but it's the case. There are decisions that did go for us as well. You know, we're blaming no one by ourselves, and you know we prepared properly and we travelled down the night before and that one. So we've no one to blame by ourselves, and we have to be better to try and survive in it. And please God, we will.
Yeah, only in 1 point, but the gap now between the sides is 6 games to go. These next 6 are like cup finals now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and last night was certainly one of those. You know, if it's the playoff, it's the playoff, you know, but if it's us, Waterford, whoever else it might be, it'll be a hugely difficult game against, you know, the likes of Galway or UCD that are a formidable side, albeit in the first division. However, we'll cross that bridge should it happen. But, you know, on the other side of it is that we've lost one game in the last couple of weeks, which was last night. We're right in it to the 90th minute where we threw caution to the wind and they hit us in the counter-attack for 2 goals in injury time. However, we still didn't do enough to merit getting anything out of it.
Yeah, and finally, Ollie Tunde got himself on the score sheet again last night. That's 3 in his last 3. How important is it that he remains fit for the final 6 games?
Well, yeah, I mean, his goal was a penalty that you know, he mightn't be very proud of the strike he had, but so long as he keeps putting them away, we'll be happy with it. But we need more, and we need more from other areas as well to try and get us over the line. And look, we did score and score away from home, but unfortunately we conceded 4 at the other end, which is disappointing, to put it that way. We've conceded a number of goals in recent weeks, as well as scoring a number. So look, we'll have to have a look at things before we play next Saturday against Sligo, which will be a massive, massive game for us.
Yeah, thanks Ollie for joining us today on Saturday Sport, and best luck for the remainder of the season.